Street Chess motherfucking podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, say greetings, it's your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Street Chess motherfucking podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What it could be, hopefully, is what it should be. This is your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this is Drink Champs motherfucking 2018 Woo! New Year.
Make some motherfucking noise!
First off, before we introduce our guests, I want to say that this is our first time. Did I see you since 2018?
Nah, this is the first time we've seen each other. Good to see you, brother. Happy 2018.
And we haven't worked. I haven't worked.
Nah, we've been on a super vacation.
I had meetings, but I ain't worked. I didn't even get to take a booking. Right? I didn't even have a booking since 2018, right, Mr. Lee?
Nah.
So this is our first time working. I'm proud.
New Year's Eve, we did two bookings.
No, but that was like New Year's Eve.
We got that three, so that's actually
and
the first.
What's crazy about this, the last New Year's Eve was my first time bumping into Prodigy, and we've seen each other at Akinelli's.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
So without no further ado, I would like to introduce, when we started this show, we said we want to interview legends, we want to interview people we respect, and people who have a legacy in this game. And I'm standing by three individuals who are the benefit, they are the picture of that segment. When you think of legendary, you think of career, you think of Havoc, H-A-V-L-C, in the building. Make some noise! Rapanoid, extraordinaire. Let's make some noise. And you think of the producer extraordinaire, L.E.S. Make some noise. L.E.S. from Queensbridge is very important. Now, he's not from the Lower East Side.
Not from the Lower East Side.
In fact, let me ask you that. Why is his name L.E.S.?
I'm traveling. Hey, look, man, my name was L.E.S. because my real name is Lee Sean.
Uh-huh.
And don't try to go out there and scam me and try to burn them credit cards and swipe his. But anyway, it's Lee Sean. It's L-E-S-H-A-N.
Oh.
And I used to go to school, and they used to call me LeSean. And you know that back then, that was the transformation of the Keyshawns, the LeSeans, and, you know, all the girl names and with the LeSeans. So
okay.
I just say, yo, look, I got to break this up.
Mm.
And then my brother went to the Lower East Side, which was high school.
Wow.
And he was like, yo, they doing this shit down Lower East Side, scratching and da 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 da. Yo, your name's L.E.S. Yo, boom, we gonna make your name L.E.S. Take the S-H, you know what I mean?
Oh, so he did get it from
there. He didn't get it from there, but he went to school out there, and that's where they was they was doing a lot of the park shit and then all the jams and stuff. And he was bringing the tapes back from you know, the Cold Crush. And what they was doing down there. So he was like, nah, we're going to make you L.E.S. as a DJ.
Okay.
But it had really nothing to do with the Lower East Side.
Right.
It traveled with me to this day.
Mm-hmm. Now, was your very first beat Life's a Bitch?
Very first beat on wax was Life's a Bitch.
Damn.
Wow.
On wax. Very first
beat. Let's make some noise. That's the first one. Now, I was just saying this earlier off camera. Is, I think Rapanoid and AZ has one of the most standout verses on a classic album. You might just put me up there with I'm Leaving, but
classic cameo.
But I'm saying, when where Diego at? Come on, where the Queens guys at? Hey, you from Queens?
Yeah.
You better come over here and know this verse then. You better come over here. Where Diego at? Oh, he went downstairs? I gotta wait till Diego. He's here? Okay, come over here, y'all. We gonna sing this verse with Rapanoid, you know what I'm saying? Well, he just caught on that you were spelling out Rapanoid.
He said,
you don't know Rapanoid? He said, I know Big Noid. I said, my dude. And we were singing the verse. Come on, Eddie, come over here. Do you know this? You know this verse? You gotta listen, man. I'm gonna see who knows it best. Me, you, and Eddie.
I know.
And we're gonna let Noy judge who's the best.
Don't make it
just like American Idol.
Make it
a scene. We're ready? It's the R-A-P-P-E-R-N-O-I-D. Niggas can't fuck with me. Coming straight out of QB. Pushing to infinity. You asking of it constantly? Mentally, definitely. To the death of me. Come and test me. Trust me. can't touch me with fuck you. Gonna have to, cause I'll blast you.
Lyrical,
like a miracle. Spiritual,
I'm on with it.
Then I'm on with it.
And I'm gonna have it till I'm fucking dead and gone with it. Cause I'm a what? Cause I'm a hardcore. A lyrical destructor. Don't make me bust yet, cause I'm a wild motherfucker. You know my flow, you know my CeeLo. Even back like that when I go to see my P.O. Drop the loopy, back like that in my loopy to my shorty. I
came from P.O. try to chew me to the alley. I know I'll start wildin'.
So I escaped back to Queens, dropping the things, digging more queens. Know what I mean? I'm a natural born hustler.
Don't try to catch up. Pull out the phone, hustler.
Yes. You deserve that. Whoa. You deserve that. Whoa. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. It sounds like you had cracks in your pocket in the booth. I can tell you was drug dealing at that time as hell. Like, that is drug dealer rap right there. Like, me, like, I was in jail when y'all made that album. I actually came home, and but I could see you laying that vocals, even though I never seen you lay that vocals.
Right, right.
But,
y'all hadn't met at that point at all?
I don't think so. No, I kind of met them after I came home from jail. But how did that come together?
That was crazy. I mean, just back then, you know, we spelling the names out and stuff like that. Rapanoi. And the name actually came from Stu B. Rail on 41st Side.
Oh, wow.
And we were joking one day, and he was like, yo, you look like the Noi.
Like the pizza.
Before then, nobody was calling me Rapanoi. MC name was just a joke. He was baking on the block, and everybody was laughing. And the next day, I got him go to the candy store. Hey, bro, yo, Noi, what up? I'm like, what are you talking about? Yo, Noi, what up? So I kept it as an MC name, man. I just went in that.
You can't even stop them. And now, you from 12th Street too, right?
Well, originally I'm from 40th Side of Vernon.
40th Side of Vernon?
I grew up with Nas and Jungle and Quay, the Wilsons, and I'm from the 40th Side of Vernon back in the day.
LES, you from the Dime Block?
I'm from the 40th Side of 12th Street.
That's Karate Joe on the side, the other side.
That's Spunk Side. So that's the 40th side. That's the block I lived on. My pops, you know, he number rider, so he was on that block. You know, he seen me hustling, he was like, nah, you can't live in the same roof. Niggas kicking in doors and shit. So I went over to the grandma crib, which was on 03, of course, from Havoc and them.
41st
side. On the 41st side, yeah. So I did my bit on both sides.
How come? There's so much talent that comes from QB
I think it got a lot to do with the Juice Crew. You know what I mean? And the inspiration.
Well, Juice Crew was Marley and Shan, really.
Right.
And
right,
Roxanne,
right.
You're right. It's and more Roxanne, than three. Sean Once said, it's more than three, you're right.
Yeah, so, I mean, the inspiration that, you know, that came from that probably, it just, the legacy just continued, you know, on Craig G,
right.
You know, saying
yeah, right.
Trash and all that. Yeah.
Big up Trash.
Big up Trash.
People always call Trash when we make jokes about him. Call him and let him know we're making him up.
Intelligent hoodlum.
For sure.
So I think it got a lot to do with that, with the legacy that was from Queensbridge. Because I know for me personally, myself, it made me be proud to be from Queensbridge, you know what I mean? And I used to go to school and, you know, they used to play, where you from? I'm like, I'm from Queensbridge, so, you know what I'm saying? But,
for years, you know, because I came out with a brother named Capone that was from Queensbridge, so everybody would confuse me and they would always say that I'm from Queensbridge. And for years, I would say no, because I'm from Left Rack, I'm proud to be from where I'm from. But tonight, I am from Queensbridge. I put most of my beard on the 41st side of 12th Street.
But you fit in like you was
from there. I came the first time I came there, And I had seen y'all video right before I came home. And I went to, got to see these dudes, and they were on the block drinking E&J. And it was the first time I ever really seen people drinking. Like they were going in. Like, I'm talking about 12 in the afternoon.
Yes.
I was like, yo, sure. These yes, dudes was real.
Out of plastic cups.
Like, yo, out this of plastic is real. Cups. So, you know, we got to speak on it. Recently, you know, our brother Prodigy, we want to say rest in peace. In fact, let's give a moment of silence. Everybody just be quiet for a second. Rest in peace, Prodigy.
For sure.
But recently, he passed. We understand that. And did you see the overwhelming amount of love that he received on Instagram? And
yeah, man.
I wish you would have got to see that when he was here, right?
Yeah.
That was the only, like, yes. negative part I had yes. to say. I was like, I love that people show the love. But then again, as a person who knows him, I wish he could have been here to see that. Was that something like how you felt too, Noy?
For sure, but Pete really always got love because we used to call him Science, and we all the same age, coming up mad young, and everybody knew he always had that another level of mentality. Right. His mind was always on another level, you know what I mean? And he got that when we used to go do shows and stuff. We'd bump into the guards, they'd pull Pete to the side, dropping knowledge, and you know I'm not you know too much into the guard body and stuff like that, but P would take some information from that and move on, and then pick up books and move on from knowledge and share it. So I always seen like the real recognized real when it came to Prodigy. We'd do shows, a lot of stuff. We was wild, and so we used to bump into a lot of drama. But we used to have a lot of dudes come and show P love, like, yo, son, we could dad this on the strength of you. So he always had that respect. But of course, definitely wish he would have seen the love that he got.
Because it was from like people that don't even rap. It was like from like just, you know, I remember just watching the news. It was a random guy in the news.
Oh, he made a little tribute.
Tony Touchdown says, have you seen that? Oh, yeah, I looked into Tony Touchdown.
So he made a whole little news.
They ran the whole albums down.
He was giving a report.
No, he gave that report. But he used the albums as the titles and what he was talking about, and it matched up like a
is there a Mobb Deep album in the stash? Or there's something you gotta chill out with?
There's definitely a Mobb Deep album in the stash, you know what I mean? But I just want to give it a little bit of time, you know what I mean? So,
very respectful.
Is it fully recorded or is it something you got to piece together?
Half and half, you know, I got to piece it together, stuff that's already recorded and stuff like that, because, you know, I think that's what people want, the, you know, just one last hurrah.
Right, of course, you know,
him out, stuff like that. So that's definitely in the mix.
Right. That's what's up, man. You know, again, my condolences to everybody, because we all took it hard. Like, I mean, that he was the craziest thing. I was gonna save this till later, but the craziest thing is that day in Vegas, you guys got upstage. I was right there. The crazy shit. His was crazy, right? That I want everybody to really pay attention to this. I've been working on my Fool show for 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. Finally got the deal. Finally. We had to pick the choices. We had to pick where we had to film, right? So I had a choice of Las Vegas or New Orleans. For some reason, they pushed me towards New Orleans. And the fact is, I didn't pick New Orleans because they pushed me towards it.
Nice.
So I said, I'm going to Vegas. There was nothing lined up for me. I just freestyled. And it was like God made me like see like the last hours.
That was crazy, the last Mobb Deep.
Like I didn't know, I even was bluffing because I was like, damn, I'm gonna go to Vegas. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do. I'm gonna look stupid because I picked this. And then it just so happened the Art of Rap tour was there.
Yep.
And Onyx asked me to come out and I came out and I got to see Pete. Like this last moment, it was very deep to me, man.
Shout out to the Art of Rap, man.
Yeah, shout out to Art of Rap. That's a dope thing.
It's really dope, Ice-T, man. And the relationship that Ice-T I have with Mobb Deep goes back, back.
He don't have that relationship with nobody.
Yeah, he's rich as shit. So
crazy. How far back does that go with Ice-T?
Yo, but we shot P's first video for his first album, HNIC. Ice-T was on 21st Street. Right. In Queensbridge.
No. What happened was I seen him in the gas station in Manhattan.
Right.
And I'm getting my car washed. He getting his car washed. And he was like, yo, where you about to go? I was like, yo, I'm about to go to Queensbridge. He's like, Prodigy shooting this video. He's like, yo, I'm going to follow you. He was by himself.
Wow.
And came to the project by himself.
By himself. 21st Street. 21st.
That's how he came to Drink Champs by himself.
Yeah, no bodyguard, nothing. He way too rich for that. He got to relax. Ice-T, you know where I'm at. I love you. Nah, he really thinks he know how to fight. I just told him, like, he says that, like, on and off camera. He'd be like, yo, Nora, why do I need a bodyguard? I'm going to miss a good fight. Like, Ice-T, you're going to get sued. You got to relax. You're my brother, Ice-T. You know, I love him. He's always supported me. He's always been there. He's also on my food show, too. I got to let y'all know the food show that we announced is on the run eating. It's coming out end of February. You know what I'm saying? I can't announce who the hell is with because...
Really? I thought that we got past that.
Nah, they got a press release coming out next week. So I don't want to piss them off. You know what I'm saying?
No,
and they've been doing good. I didn't see a marketing plan since the 90s. Mm. These motherfuckers had a marketing plan. I've been working out since.
Congratulations.
A marketing plan? No disrespectful, bro. But y'all ain't got no marketing plan. I love y'all.
We got one coming.
I'm sending them the marketing plan. We gotta step it up, bro. God damn it. These people over here got marketing plan. So LES.
Yeah, what's good?
What was your favorite studio session ever?
Wow. It might have been Life's a Bitch.
Wow. I would pick that
and
too.
You know why? Because it was just so okay, I'm running around with Nas, I'm DJing. You know what I'm saying? He doing a zebra head, and then they give him the deal, and I just go DJ, like, all right, come on.
Said zebra head?
The zebra head soundtrack.
The movie, I remember that.
First single was Halftime. Mm. Halftime. That's when Columbia gave him the single.
So this is 92 we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? We just going through the travels, and then it's just like, I'm just DJing, hanging out. I'm making beats in the crib because I'm selling CDs. I'm like the neighborhood DJ. Your Sweet 16, your anybody's party.
You and doing Quince and was AZ your man or that was Nas, man?
Say it again. AZ was Nas, man.
Oh, so you didn't know
it? I didn't even know AZ.
Okay.
So I'm just doing the regular, you know what I'm saying, DJing, just, you know what I'm saying, making beats and doing my tapes in the hood. Mm. And Nas is like, yo, I just can't get it together. We got 8 records. Just bring all your beats to the studio, and I'm gonna go through some joints. Uh-huh. And AZ was there.
Okay, already.
Already.
Okay.
So I bring the joints, got my little folder, floppy disk. I'm loading the joints in the 3000.
This is a real.
NPC 60. I'm loading the joints up. And just
look at producers in the building. Look at producers. Goddamn. Tony Touch in the building. What's up, baby?
Hey, Tony.
Word up, Tony Fonga. What up? So I'm loading the beats up in the joint, you know what I mean? I'm just playing, and I ain't even get
the
play.
Come on, we got the love seat in here,
I didn't even get to play everything. Mm-hmm. If the first record I pulled up was the Ozzy Bubba's Earn It For Your Love. Mm-hmm. So I'm playing the beat, and then AZ's in the corner just, he by himself just coming, doing his little chant. So Nas is like, yo, what you got? So he I guess Nas listened to what he was saying. Then he doing his little joint. He wasn't doing a hook yet. He was doing the rhyme, the flow. And then he just
visualizing the village of life in actuality. He goes through the battle. The person that is the villain of valor. My mentality is money oriented. Destined to live the dream for all the people that haven't made it this year. He was again in the hood. 5% of the Southern must have got in this because all of us
turn to sinners.
I'm a real hip hop fan. I don't know if niggas really know. I call other niggas rhymes as good as mine. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a fan. I love being a fan, but that was... So, you ain't meet this guy. Play the beat, and that nigga kicks visualizing the realism of life.
He just going. He just going. So I'm like, yo, what the... I'm like, what's going on? And then Nas picks up, and then now they in the booth. Then he hits his joint. Now the hook is Life's a Bitch, and you die. So I'm in the days of God Bless the Dead Black from 10th Street. Mm-hmm. They had the black, they had the truck. Mm-hmm. So...
Black
Nobody couldn't take no music out the studio because niggas was stealing music back then. You know what I'm saying?
Bootleg was
terrible. So nobody left with a CD or nothing. So I'm crossing the street in the hood, going from my mom's block to my grandmother's, and Black Ed pulls up at the stoplight, bumping the joint. What the hell? How you get that, son? He was like, yo, come on, son. Well, you know Nas is coming home from the hood. He left the tape in the whip. So now they riding around with the joint all blazing. So I'm thinking,
it's a fab, you know, niggas from the projects, everybody gonna say, oh, your shit's good. They never gonna tell you your shit's whack. There's a few niggas that'll just be around. Right. They ain't gonna never give you the honest truth. So I'm thinking, you got Premier, you got Lost Professor. Mm. My shit is just, I don't even really know how to
And you were,
you know what I'm saying? I'm just looping.
You were the only one. You were the only unknown at that time.
Yes.
Everybody else was
bad. Yes. So damn, what a record to start.
Yo, everything was a dream. And like really until we started DJing and going on tour and the world started singing the record. I just thought it was like some project shit.
You know what it is? Nas, you know what I mean? Let me tell you what.
And it was the last record too. So I think everybody heard the whole album but that record. So I'm like, oh yeah, I just like that because it's the last record.
But Nas picking you, by the way, he picked an awesome record from you. But it made Nas a hero in a certain sense because it's like, I got Q-Tip, I got Pete Rock, I got Large Professor. And who's the other one?
Premier.
Yeah. I got all of them, and nobody really knows you, but you're from Queensbridge. So that made Nas kind of like
it solidified,
him. Yeah. Like he did something right by the hood from the beginning,
and he gave brothers a chance, and you know, and God bless. The second record was Sugar Hill.
Oh my god!
Second record.
Okay.
Wait, this Sugar is you, Hill, me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Second record was Sugar Hill. So Nas got the shit running. I'm like, oh shit. So I already got this looped up because I'm DJing.
Wait, that in the same session you said?
No, in the same like time. Less than
like not two 3 months. From that, okay. Yeah.
Less than 3 months. That was the second record.
Like a follow up in a sense.
It was a follow up.
Do you know Capone's story about Sugar Hill? Did you ever hear this? Mm-hmm. Capone thinks that he played you because you won't have the same exact record, right? You won't have the same exact record, but it's called Get the Cream. So it's the same exact record.
Well, Capone has the same like sample.
Oh, he sticks to the song.
He sticks to the song.
I was not there. But apparently he played it for you. Oh, you played it when you was around, and then you went and you gave it to AC.
Never.
I never really had the heart to tell Paul. I didn't think that was the truth.
Brother, you like, be my brother. When Puffy sampled Juicy, I went in the crates, bro.
Right,
and I
exactly.
dug in the crates. And
now I
was like,
that.
Yo, go in the crates and let's do it. And actually, when I did the beat, now I was just like, nah, man. I need to get on that. I was like, no, I had to play it for him first. And, you know what I mean? I'm like, yo, what you think?
Wait, should the free talk about?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, did you tell Paul? Did you tell Paul you didn't believe the story?
Nah, I never really did because I
but
feel
look,
like
if he did play
and he loves you.
If Paul loves you. I love him too, man.
Paul loves you.
My father, his father, his best friends, great number riders, he was raised off of the pay slip. So, you know what I mean? So, we good. But,
Well, he thinks he played it for Faith Newman.
If he played it around me, for real, at that time, it ain't.
Who's on that hook? Is it Miss Jones?
It's Miss Jones. And she was
from Story
Projects, which was right down a bike ride.
Yeah, big up Miss Jones.
And she used to always be in the crib recording.
She's always be in the projects. Y'all come to the crib.
Was it Stout that talked about that record? Didn't he say something about that record?
I know, but I don't remember. We could go to it, but I want to ask y'all guys, what did y'all feel about Steve Stout? What did he say, AZ?
He started with that record.
AZ was not a lyricist.
He's crazy.
And I watched that Drink Champs too.
But
we said it was crazy.
Yeah, the whole 30 hours.
Listen, I didn't even know, like, because you know how you do this shit sometimes, you be so into it, you're not really peeping. Like, when I had to look at it back, I was like, damn, I should have went harder. Like, me personally, I was like, and he said the same thing about, what did he say about Cormega? He said, Cormega was just a shot.
Yeah, he said a lot of foul shit.
I didn't realize it. But, you know, this is a platform. You let people speak over whatever, you know.
Whatever his opinion is, that's on him.
Nah, honestly, I remember when Nas brought AZ to the hood, he rhyming on the hill.
Oh,
before in the studio or anything like that, he on the hill rhyming. Everybody like, whoa.
Nah, AZ, undeniably, man.
You know what I mean?
Right. Nah, big up AZ, man.
Yeah, big up A, man.
Why do you think A wasn't just as big as Nas?
Could have been the label?
Definitely the label. EMI at the time.
The rollout?
EMI
was it
at the
EMI version?
EMI at the time. He was the first rap to even break through on EMI, like on some street, you know, to get a real hit record. And for real, the single sold a million records. So,
which
Sugar Hill?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Sugar Hill sold a million records. They was calling me
like, let's make some noise for that goddamn promotion money, goddamn.
So it was like, yo, Al, Sugar Hill's 20,000.
in a week. And I'm like, okay, what's that? I don't know. You know, I'm from the hood. What's 20,000? Okay, okay. Another 20. Another 20. I'm like, oh, that's a gold record. Oh, that's a platinum record. So, they know the sales when it starts to roll. They kind of predict where it's going to sell at. But I ain't know nothing. I'm just making music. I'm just sampling everything in the crate. And like I said,
You think it was the label you're saying?
The label, it had to have been a label because he had Dio was managing him. He was running with Heavy D at the time. So he had him around the right people around.
You said Dio?
Dio.
Oh, Dio.
Dio. Dio was his manager.
Tall dude.
So he had him around the right people and he was doing the right, you know what I mean, records. And
you have any opinion on this, Tony?
And all of them up there, so.
Man. I think as a DJ, like being around that, like, what do you think?
I think the label and
I think the label, but I mean, I wouldn't know. Like,
I mean, you know, first of all, I'm in awe. Like, I didn't even know I was walking into today. You know what I'm saying?
This is the third time you're walking into this.
Yeah, this
big
is
up
incredible.
Tony Touch. That's
but fine. I mean, you know, I was on my mixtape grind at the time, man. So, you know, these records is making, you know, a lot of noise, man. I'm just glad to have been part of history and help break these records.
But you see, there's any observation you have that maybe why AZ might not?
I think the label could have had something to do with it. He's one of the early rap artists on that EMI situation, you know.
I think the label and the Nas success so fast, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, being that he was a birth of Nas, so even though he wasn't.
Like an overshadowing type of thing?
Like, you know what I mean? It didn't, you know, Nas' career just kept going and going. It never really went down and then. A was just still stuck with.
I think Columbia Records was more of a commercial machine.
Which Nas is that's what Nas was on.
It was a commercial machine.
Well, but if that's the case, then that didn't start working to the second album because really Illmatic was
because they let him do his thing on the first.
Illmatic wasn't a commercial success.
Right,
it was an underground success.
Right, but he had to build a foundation first, and then after that, I think they was like, all right, come on, it's time to do radio.
That's interesting because the Infamous album, was that an underground success for y'all or was that? That's platinum, correct?
I would say, no, the Infamous album didn't go platinum, but we scratched the surface, like, you know what I mean? It wasn't radio records, really, but it was enough to keep us.
Y'all knocking on the door. Y'all on that door.
Yeah,
no, was like right that there. Album
is platinum.
Praise.
It's platinum in the hood.
Yo, no, that's platinum. Because you know what it was back then is you send out a certain amount of records, and they don't send it back, they automatically give it to you.
Yeah, give it to
you. Yeah, so, but that's definitely platinum.
But we didn't have no problem with it because the Infamous album went gold, and then we came out with the Hello on Earth, and that went gold. So it was like
gold at that time.
It was like some EPMD shit, right? Remember EPMD used to always come out and just go gold. So that's, you know.
Now Mobb Deep, I ain't gonna lie, man. I wanna really, really big you brothers up because if the two man arsenal, like it led for us to come to our shit. But I just really realized I went in, you know, what we do every time we film a podcast, we go into people's discography and we play the music. I seen you was doing it on your own today.
I was doing it on my own.
So, you know, I just go listen to all the records and I'm like, damn, that shit took me like a fucking, the whole day. Like, just, I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers.
A day, bro.
Really
a day.
Fucking put it, and then we got LES here. So,
oh my God. More than a day.
We got Noah. We got Tony Touch.
You realize how much Mobb Deep means to the world? Like, I had to remember myself.
I mean, it means a lot to me. You know what I mean? So, even see people, you know, binging us up and stuff like that, that it always felt good and it always humbled me. And to this day, you know, I'm still humbled by it. Like, I'll take a picture with anybody and say, what's up? Just shit like that.
No, that's a beautiful thing, man. That's a beautiful thing.
No, you gotta be, man, because it's like when you in that store and somebody's like, yo, LES or Have, yo, that beat or that, yo, you changed my life. You don't understand what I was going through at that time of life. So a lot of the music that was made back there, you know what I'm saying? The youngest and the people our age be like, yo, bro, like, really, that was dope.
And who's somebody who called you for a beat that you never thought would?
Say it again?
Who's somebody who called you for a beat that you never thought would? Would call?
Who called me for a beat? Queen Latifah.
Ooh. And did it happen?
It happened. We went, they flew me to Atlanta. She had just
shot
the movie.
set it off. We was working in the dungeon house.
Wow.
In the dungeon.
She paid me for the record and didn't even use it. I'm taking personal. Dungeon family.
Yeah, nah, I mean, we just started working, but at that time, she was already movie career, so the focus wasn't as strong. She wanted a record, but, and God bless Chris Lighty.
Oh, God bless.
He was my manager, and he put me in the right place. He put me in the place. He just was on the phone, like, boom, you want, boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? And then Steve Stout was my manager. He picked it up on the end, and I was with Trackmasters. I did.
Well, you had Chris and Steve?
Yes.
Goddamn it. You just get a lot of money. Goddamn it. Let me hold some, man.
I'm going to just say this, man. I made a record that is Miami's national anthem.
Which is what?
Will Smith, Welcome to Miami.
Wow. Welcome to Miami. Thank you. Give it to Miami. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I love you for that.
I co-produced it. And Styles said, Nas wrote the whole thing. Let's just
Nas
keep it
was writing, and he should have wrote more.
He should have wrote more.
I've been here for that check. But Miami cannot co-sign the record.
Hey, look. Public checks show.
No. Hold on, but we cannot co-sign that record.
You said public checks? The publishing checks.
Oh, no, I have to. Yeah, maybe.
Shows who record is in
but, the but I thought you was going to say Hustling by Rick Ross or something like that.
I'm just talking about popularity. That record plays, bro.
No, but it's anthem-wise. It's like,
I mean, you're here. You know what I mean.
No, I know what you mean, but...
10 million, bro? 10 million?
I hear you, but I'm Miami. I can't.
I ain't moved out of Queensbridge to Long Island for nothing. No, ain't moved out of Queensbridge to Long Island for nothing.
I respect the check, but I can't respect the anthem part.
It's all good.
Well, Tricky Trina got a one right now.
Paradise
is hard.
Oh, man.
But it's like a...
No, I know, but it's Trick Daddy. You can't be, like, no disrespect to Will Smith. But you can't be Will Smith talking
with.
About Welcome to Miami.
You can't talk about Liberty City.
Okay,
Will Smith,
I see where you're going.
He didn't shout out Liberty City in Miami.
Huh?
He didn't shout out Liberty City. Hey, welcome to Miami.
No. I guarantee you don't know what Liberty City is.
He didn't shout out Home of Town, can't do none of that shit. He was keeping it South Beach. Welcome to Miami.
I felt him though. Good. Shout out to him. Shout out to Tony Pope. Shout out to Trackmaster Steve Stout.
Shout out to Will Smith.
Will Smith, you know what I mean? Oh, my God. We always in there getting it done. Jazzy Jeff. We always in that. We did his album 2 weeks. Incredible. We have 4 studios. We ran out the whole.
No, they legends.
The whole
legends, man.
We got it done.
He ain't writing nothing. He just came in. He just came in. Said, just niggas write my
that's it. He just said, welcome to Miami. He said,
go on. They lost my number, man. Come on, I'll write some shit, nigga. Come on, I was loving to write for Will Smith. Just throwing it out there, Will. Just in case you're looking at this. You know what I mean? Break it down here, man.
Nobody knew. Nobody knew. I was laughing.
Yo, but remember y'all was doing the Kobe album?
I was in the studio just laughing to death because he was so funny. Like,
remember y'all was doing the Kobe album? And Kobe, and I offered to write Kobe Brown. He was like, yo. I don't even know right, 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 right. I was like, I'll bust your ass 1-on-1 in basketball. I don't know why I said that. I don't even know. I was just like, if you can write your own rhyme, then I beat you 1-on-1. He looked at me like, no, you must be drunk.
But did you play him?
I offered him. You know where he was at? But this, I realized my offer wouldn't have been took up. Because you know where he was at?
Where?
He was in Mr. Childs. You know where Mr. Childs is?
Yeah.
On 57th Street. You know what's the closest basketball court that I know?
From 57th Street is over the bridge.
Over the bridge? It's awesome. We go to Queensbridge right now. He had to think about that one. He was I'm not going to Queensbridge to play Nori. It's like 12, you know, 1 in the morning. I'm like, let's go. I got everybody with me. He just looked. He said, nah. He said, you're going to win this one. This is one you got. But big up to Kobe. But he did not let people write his rhymes.
Why we did that in the hood, though? Why we play ball at any time?
Yeah. Queensbridge, y'all play ball at any time. And be mad loud. And nobody don't say nothing. And be mad loud. Like, you could be in Queensbridge.
We
2 o'clock in the morning.
I look back now. I'm talking to have about this. Yo, we grew up with full court basketball courts on our block. Like, you walk out the building, you're on a full court. They said that people have in their backyard when they get rich. You know what I mean?
Right.
We had it on the court. It was like that.
That's how Ron
you can see
Ron
me.
When I moved to their block on the 41st side, Ron was outside. Him and his pops were full court, 1-on-1, in the snow, the rain, everything. I'm like, yo, what's going on?
Going
hard, full court, 1-on-1.
on. And,
yeah.
And this, no, is your father, pops. This is your pops. You, no, get his older.
Father, I respected his pops.
Of course. Yes.
Like, he was over, like, he was one of them respect dudes. Like, he'll come outside looking for his kid. I was just like, man, you know, I'm just hiding my drugs whenever I see the nigga. Like, hold up. For real, like, I don't want him to even know I sell drugs. That's, he's that type of guy. Like, yo, big up to Ron one of them pops, man.
Yeah, holy, he held it down, man.
And what is his little brother doing right now?
Daniel?
Oh, yeah.
I thought he played ball, too.
He played ball, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, I think that's he played probably overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, what is... now, you just... you just said you came from Russia.
Yeah.
So now...
Wait, from Russia?
Yeah.
No, we don't like Russia. No, but...
You remember. We didn't have such a great time.
We gotta go back. We gotta try. Yeah. We gotta try Russia one more time.
You know who picked us up in Russia? This is how you know this is not the place to use that. It was, they bad said, Russians against racism. We said, damn, we gotta say it.
Yeah, it's just me and him. Just me and Nori.
He's like, yo, if we gotta say Russians against, we might not be in the right part of Russia right now. But you just came back from Russia now. This is a Habit show, or a Maldeep show, or how
you continue into the legacy?
It was a Havoc show, mm-hmm. you know, support the legacy and all right. of that stuff. But, you know, I be traveling all the time to a lot of different places like that, and they show so much love, you yes. know what I mean?
No, they definitely have a lot of love for hip-hop,
yeah.
like and, the culture generally.
Yeah, like, so mm-hmm. it'll just be crazy, but that flight.
Yeah, oh, no,
you know, I love y'all.
Right, right.
That flight, believe me, that yeah. flight was like 10 hours, and
I don't know how we did that shit.
Oh, yeah, I
we flew to Germany first.
I to Dubai, but once I land, I love Dubai.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite place to go?
This is definitely a topic we talk about all the time on Drink Champs.
What's going on?
And now USA Network presents Unsolved, The Murders of Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G., from a director of The People vs. O.J. Simpson American Crime Story. This is a 10-episode limited series event that goes beyond the headlines to explore their friendship, the East Coast and West Coast rap feud, and the dual investigations that still have the world wondering why, after 20 years, these cases are still unsolved. I mean, we're all still wondering. We're all scratching our heads.
That's right.
We talk about it all the time on Drink Champs. So let's check it out. Let's see if this got some answers for us. It's Unsolved. The Murders of Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G., a limited series event, February 27th at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, only on the USA Network. Again, that's February 27th, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, only on the USA Network.
Mm.
The Murders of Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G. I wish we could find answers to this.
Your boy N-R-E-E-F-N, Drink Champs, woo. It's going down, N-R-E, boom.
My favorite place to go, I would have to say probably, I like France a lot.
You got to eat ass in France,
too.
You got to eat ass in France. You got to eat ass in France.
Damn, bro. Ass?
You got to. Yeah,
it's
just a romantic place.
I thought you were going to say
Broadway. I thought you were going to say that escargot.
And escargot.
You said you got to eat
ass and escargot.
You got to do it.
You talking about the butt?
You talking about the butt? You got to do it, man. I got to do it. Next time
I'm
escargot. I'm not gonna lie, I eat escargot. I eat snails.
Escargot?
In Paris. Only in Paris. They got the joints that come out.
How does it taste though?
Well, snails?
Escargot?
Yeah. Oh no, let me tell you. I'm
it probably tastes like muscles,
spot.
Like any muscle.
I put you onto the spot. They put the green on it with the cheese on top of it, with the butter. You don't even know you're eating a snail. You don't even know it, y'all. You be like, oh.
Yeah, it's like a muscle. Like, I need
it's
like a
muscle.
Clam.
Like a
muscle.
It's like a muscle. It's fucking fantastic.
It tastes like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have never had it, but I would imagine that's what it is.
You gotta go. You gotta only do it in France, because that's their delicatessen. Like,
right,
that's their
thing.
Like, y'all, I had it in Prime 112. It's okay. Out here. They got escargot in Prime 112 out here.
I'm not having it out here. I'll have it in France.
In France, it's fucking fantastic.
The steakhouse Prime 112.
Yeah.
I'm not eating that. Though. I'm grabbing legs.
So, did you say your favorite place to go?
I forgot. I would say France.
France
is like one of my favorite places.
Okay, yeah. And you know what's good about France is you could get like the rich culture. But then when you go to that show, those the worst gangsters in the world coming to a Mobb Deep show. I know it. Coming to a Mobb Deep. I know
it. I'm going to tell you like this, straight up. The last two times that I went to Paris, I said, fuck it, you know what? Let me go with our security or whatever. So I went.
And I think them niggas could notice that shit because somebody tried to at me. I was, neck was hurt. I was like, God damn.
Yo, listen.
They didn't get it because it's right
yo,
here.
Yo, listen, God, my damn. Nigga. I'm not going to lie. I swear to God. I'm
that.
Giving it right back to
what's
you.
Your boy's name? What's your boy's name?
ETN. ETN. He's a killer.
I know.
You know ETN. Yeah. Listen, one time I walked through the crowd, the same exact shit you said. And I went like this to the dude. Here, give me to. And the dude grabbed my watch. I had 150 down, bust down at the time. He grabbed my watch and he looked at me. He looked like, yo, I could go, Nori. But he was like, and he let me go. I was like, bah. I still wanted to give it to him. I was like,
right.
But he had me. He had me. So
right,
yo,
you knew that you're going to have to go in.
Oh, no, I would have had to run in the crowd because I'm walking to the stage. That's like their version of Summer Jam. So I'm walking to the stage. But yeah, Paris is wild. But I love Paris still, too.
And I still love Paris, even though regardless, because it's just like anywhere else. Like when you go somewhere, you get caught slipping.
Yeah.
Anywhere else, that's exactly
you
right.
You can't underestimate exactly anywhere.
Right. Anywhere. Jamaica Ave, Fulton Street, no matter where, 42nd Street.
Jamaica Ave got mad police now. Niggas ain't getting robbed on Jamaica Ave no more. You going to jail. You trust me. There's cameras everywhere now. I'm talking about Coliseum. Let me not say, you know why I said Jamaica Ave. Right. Jamaica Ave is too big. Right. That Coliseum block, that's all police. I think a police officer owned that. I'm just throwing it out there. So, when it comes to errors in hip hop, what is the best era in hip hop?
Man, it depends on who you ask.
I mean, I'm asking all you motherfuckers.
But you can't, you can ask us because we, I don't know.
Yeah, don't be politically correct about it.
No, I'm just saying, shit, I love the Kool G Rap era and the Kane and the
so that's like late 80s.
Yeah, the LL.
The Juice Crew era.
The LL, Gone Ham, you know what I'm saying? Like late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
EPMD.
88
you know
to
what I'm
92.
Saying? Yes. Mm. Like for me, that's what I would have to say. Yeah. But I've grown now to like, oh shit, there's Mobb Deep, there's Tupac, there's Nas, there's Biggie.
93 to 96 or 97 to me is
the I'd be like, oh, I don't know. It's a little second guess on, you know what I'm saying?
That's my.
What you would say, Tony? You a DJ, you know? I mean,
it's a tie between like 86 through 88.
Right.
Yeah, because Ad Lover, every time we have a discussion,
that's the classic.
Ad Lover hits me on Twitter. And like he says 92, 96. The 80s is way better than the 90s. Ad
what'd you say?
Every time we have a discussion.
He said,
well, I mean, you high school years, like 86, 87.
Right, high school.
It was just like,
you gotta think about Kenny Play. They was doing it big, bro.
You know what? Kenny Play, I think it's slept on. I think Kenny Play slept on.
Bro, they was out there.
Kenny Play slept on.
I mean, now, like the way we talk about them, but they were big.
Yeah, they was big.
And when you
killing.
Listen to the records now, you're like, yo, this is kind of ill.
They was killing.
They were ill, and they really wasn't cursing either, right? They're like their first Will Smith.
Yeah, I mean,
and they was making movies.
It was in the movies, like the house party, like that was it.
The house party.
What's with the guys that's with them? You're gonna kick your ass. The full force.
And they wanted to
do our drink cast.
From the beginning. When we started, they've been hitting us up from the beginning.
Well, you know. This is a place for hip-hop people. You know, this is what we do. We come here to represent our legends. There's places that, you know, we had a strategic phone call with the companies and the powers and places that be, and they said that they wanted to start implicating or putting new artists in there, and we said, nah.
Can't do it.
Wow.
Nah.
That's just not.
They have the
we
radio
can do
station.
It, but it's got to be our way.
Exactly.
Like, but you got to be introduced by an OG.
They got all this.
The OG got to bring you on.
Yeah, you come with, you know, Amit Bleek come with a Casanova. That's dope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, but... You know, new artists, they have their lane already. You have your Hot 97.
They have every lane. Social media is all their lane.
I like how you have
this is our platform.
Yeah, this is how it is. You know, that's how it is. That's old school, new school. This is, you know, it's together. We want to represent our legends. We want to represent people that have been in this game 10 years or more and put in that work and deserves to be recognized.
And mind you,
when 2 years or more, people don't want to recognize
you. When we started the platform based on that premise, we didn't know it was going to pop. It was just us
because
we wanted to do it.
Yep.
And it just happened to pop off. You know what I'm saying? It's just like
I think it was genius.
Yeah.
It was genius.
And we need the Mobb Deep Chronicles podcast to happen as well.
We was talking about that downstairs.
You
rap annoyed.
You know what I'm saying?
No baby representing
And y'all Mobb just talk about that because you're gonna see the impact, you know, of this because people just want to hear these Mobb Deep stories. So
I'm actually working on a documentary, so that might be a bit of...
Ooh, let's talk about the documentary.
Okay. Damn,
what's
we talking about...
What's
up?
I'm sorry.
That's
Mobb Deep. That's Pete making noise. He's like, yeah.
You start talking about documentary.
So what's that documentary? Is it a Mobb Deep documentary?
Yeah. It's going to be a Mobb Deep documentary. It's going to be an extraordinary company gave me a lane. I don't want to say it because the contracts are not done yet.
Okay, cool.
It's a good company that we all know, and they're giving me a lane to do documentaries, not just on Mobb Deep, but on a few artists that I love. Ooh. So,
dope. Congratulations. Let's make some noise for that. You got the name of the documentary?
Oh,
you
want to
hold that too?
I don't got
Mr. Lee, open the bottle.
Yeah, I don't got the name of it yet.
You going Tiger Bone yet?
Ooh. Okay. See, I'm trying to do it. It's all good. That's why I started drinking the Presidente's first. Like, let me...
I ain't going to lie. Let me tell y'all something, man. I don't know if y'all know, but have knocked down a lot of industry bitches, my nigga.
Hey, you went straight for the jugular.
Listen, this is young Wesley Snipes. Trust me. Trust me.
This is about 90s music a second ago.
Trust me, you're giving me too much credit.
Listen, I remember Hab had the pink, the turquoise trailblazer. He was chopping blood down. He's bringing him through the hood. I said, this nigga's little Wesley Snipes.
Yo, no, he's crazy.
I thought this was a family show.
I want to pick up your past. Because at one point, I was like, this nigga Hab is barely out here representing.
No, I just had a lot of friends.
Yeah. Nah, dead ass. No, we were like, proud of you out there. We were like, goddamn.
That's a great story.
You were like French Montana, like how French is right now. The tone you have with... y'all don't know. Y'all think I'm trying to be funny. I'm actually being truthful. This man was knocking him down. I just had
a few, you know, homegirls and shit like that.
Yeah. You know, respectful guys, that's why you keep getting that pussy, right? Because you ain't blowing it up. You ain't nothing. That's what's up. I ain't gonna... I'm a married man. I got to live vicarious to you. your past. That's a beautiful... You got a beautiful past. Your book is going to be great. No, I'm going too far.
I love it, though.
You know I know.
You setting up that book.
Your book is going to be crazy.
Nah, I'm just going to let him tell it.
It's narrated by Nori.
So now the Mobb Deep movie, that got to be in. That got to be in the works.
But it's still a challenge, though, because you want to make it...
Well, the documentary would be first.
Right, and it's still a challenge because you don't want to rush it, do it too fast, and just rush things.
Don't rush it, man.
Rush it, but at the same token, with the... What's the biopic picks? What are they called?
Biopic.
We got a big one.
Right.
We got a Tupac one. We got an NWA one.
Right.
NWA said it makes sense.
They set the bar.
And I mean, my personal opinion is Tupac could have been better.
No, I think the NWA one was the best one.
Best one, to me, by far.
Because when I watched the movie, I was like, oh shit, I could follow this story. Because even without really knowing them, you still kind of was like, oh shit, yeah, this is the thing that we was hearing.
And right.
They put it together fast. Mm. But the people that probably was really, really close to them probably wanted them to put even more
it was good
for people that followed them.
How about the Tupac movie? How'd you feel about that?
I didn't even watch it.
I thought it could have been better.
You think it could be a Mobb Deep movie?
Yeah.
You think that it could be, like, they made Pac, they made Big. We talked about Mobb Deep, did we go platinum the first album? Or not real close or whatever. Mm-hmm. You think the world be ready for a Mobb Deep album?
I think so.
I mean, movie.
Movie. If done properly.
Because the ill shit is, God bless, because I always knew Mobb was one of the biggest groups ever, right? But when I see Peace Death, when you seen like Stephen Colbert, like just like different people just showing love to Mobb Deep, it's like, wow, like that shit will sell out theaters. I'm telling you, if done properly.
Right.
If done properly, like everybody will have to be involved. Everybody from the beginning, from you know, they got to, you know, you got to get Twin, you got to get, you know, Todd, you know, Todd Nitty, you got to get, you got to get your Trip, you got to get everybody to, you know, got to get, say, Twin story, like how that, just that accident, God bless, that accident was crazy, like that's a myth to us in Queens, like, I know 15 different stories of what happened, you know what I'm saying, so I'm just telling you, I was outside of looking in, you know what I'm saying, like, I always been, like, y'all family, but I was always, like, you know, I'm from the other side.
Right.
So I'm just telling y'all that'll be something that they'll eat up fast.
No,
and you know who's the person to do it, because he probably feels like he ain't do Pop's movie right. It's Benny Boone. I think Benny Boone is the guy to bring home that mob.
But even more outsider looking in, because you're actually an insider.
Yeah. Inside or outsider. Okay.
But Mob Deep is the soundtrack. If you're a hip hop kid or generation. Mobb Deep and y'all's sound is the sound of our generation to a certain point. Like N.W.A. was a sound of a generation,
right?
And so it deserves that those accolades and a film properly made.
And
you know what I'm saying?
I'm surprised.
It would have to be y'all still involved, because that's what makes N.W.A. shit so better than everybody else, is because
Cube is
it. You know, obviously Pac and Big wasn't here,
right?
But like Cube there's no way you could do a Big Pun movie without Fat Joe. I would be totally against it, and I love for the family. I see what the family is doing. I get it, but
wait, you saying they doing a movie?
No, I'm just giving you an example. Just can't. And with you guys, I'm just telling you, man. Everybody has their own little memories. That ask me something, I would go to the movies for.
Right. So that's why you're saying if it's done right, because you know the story. Right. Yeah. You know a lot of history.
It's beautiful.
So if it can be done with the way you remember it.
Just from the last time Havoc was here, you don't understand when we said Shook One's beat was made off the Project Stove. Like, people still was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Crazy.
But people didn't live in the projects, so they don't know that.
That click, click,
that
click.
Yeah,
you gotta
that's regular. That's regular shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, okay, the shot time, okay, I'm in.
That click, click, click.
You got shot glasses? Yeah,
but that's a genius shit.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. You know, me and Hav was talking about how he used to be in the project chilling, and the Hav would just dip off. He upstairs
making a beat,
cooking.
Real quick. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Let me tell you.
But Hav used to power down a lot of stuff, you know. So if you ain't go with him, or like he was good at making beats in the studio, like let me get you one right now.
These.
Yeah. He'll be like, nah, I don't like it. Power. Be like, nah, what you doing? That shit be like,
I made Alpha and Nine right there in the studio with Nas and Raekwon was right there. I just was like, boom.
You see how nonchalant he say that though?
Did you hear what he just said?
You gotta understand.
First of all, we coming back to that. Okay. Remind me to go back to that, please, my brother. But I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna tell you what makes Hav crazy is you can go in the studio with Hav, you can lay some shit. And then leave, and he'll come back, and he'll have three different more beats to the same exact shit. He'll be like, this one was whack. I'm like, yo, what do you mean? I love that one.
That's
he'll have a whole nother shit, and it's better than that. You can't argue with him. And then, like, I remember, like, Parole Violators, that was, like, the third version. I was like, yo, Haz is good. Remember, Haz does that. When Haz does that, I say, yo, you're in your Havoc shit. he'll just keep making the beat better and better. Why? Like, that's some genius shit.
Huh?
Nah, it's just that I'm just never satisfied, and I'm my own worst critic when it comes to beats. Mm. Tony Tuts could attest to that probably, right? When you be making the beats, you be like, you'll never be done if somebody don't say, yo, that's it.
No, that's the truth. He's the truth. He's right. Like, if you don't have that artist there to be like, oh, no, that's it. I'm going to finish it out right there. L or chill, Hav.
Right,
like,
chill.
We'll just go and be like, nah, we ain't going to play for you. Nah, you don't need to hear that. They're like, nah, play that beat right there, and you'll skip it soon.
Skip it and get back to it. You trying to find it.
And then somebody be like, yo, no, that's it. And then you be like, you know what I'm saying?
That beep.
Okay, they want shots, goddamn it.
But we gotta go back to that story. He said Nas and Raekwon.
Eye for eye.
Eye for an eye. It wasn't even that beat at first. It wasn't that beat at first. It was
So there's another beat to that record?
It was the same sample. But then I switched.
How it start off? We in this together, son. Your beef is mine. I ain't gonna lie, as a producer, I'm gonna be honest. I'm going to be honest.
No, you can't say as a producer. As a producer. You're not a producer.
No, as a producer, you were just showing off. Man.
Showing off.
You were showing off. You was like, I got the game. Let me show you. Because that's a camera. Yes. You were just like, nigga, I got the game.
And you always waited to
that
see
that beat was smacking niggas. Everybody pretty much.
Like, and you always waited to hear what the snare was gonna sound like. It was always that snare drum that you switched.
What machine you use? What machine you use on that one?
I probably was using the MPC 660.
Okay.
But
every machine he got, remember when I went to the 41st side and we was doing music, you know, the 40 side was hustling, so we went on 41st side, it was like music. Anything he got, they like, hell, I got the 3000, got the 60.
You went and got it, Joe.
Man, we was on it.
Let's get a shot of Tiger Boy. We're celebrating LES, Rapper Noid, Mob D, Havoc, NJ, BLC. Oh, nigga got Tiger Bone Beer.
This is my first time drinking Tiger Ball.
Yo, listen, good luck, good luck.
This is to LES, Tone Touch, Mob Deep.
Legends, Abbey. Legends. AJ,
this is to y'all. Salutes.
Salute.
Thank y'all.
Enjoy. It was terrible.
Oh, we shouldn't be drinking that.
What is that? A whole bunch of ginseng?
That's Makahaya Bing
Bong. I'm not gonna lie. If you knock something down tonight, you'll be ready. Trust me. It's like a
What's your analogy? If you play in the game,
if you play the game, you'll be ready. Like if you play, like if you want to get some ass,
we shouldn't be drinking that.
You gonna knock it out the park, but it's not like Viagra. You're not gonna walk around like knocking shit down. You know
it's,
what I'm saying?
It's fighting
over. Cut trees down. Yeah. This guy is
crazy. Right? Yeah. But trust me, that's what it's made for. Like we abuse it because.
Yo, don't say that out loud.
We're just idiots.
Where is it from, though?
That shit is from Beijing.
No, we bought a case, and that shit came straight from China. It had Chinese. Yeah. Like, it was
we
crazy.
We fucking with the Chinese. What's going on?
Yeah, crazy.
Oh, they going to ban us in a minute. For Rigadelli.
So it's ginseng.
It's a bunch of roots, but originally, supposedly, the Chinese were killing tigers and smashing the bones and putting like ginseng.
Right.
But then obviously all that shit got banned because it was actually killing tigers.
Right. Mm.
So now it's just all roots, like a bunch of roots and shit.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can find it at any Jamaican spot.
Right.
Roots and culture. Roots and culture. So hip hop, how if Havoc right now, if 6ix9ine, you know who 6ix9ine is?
What's his name?
Colorful hair.
What's his other Tekashi?
All right, now, if he calls you for a beat, what does Havoc say right now?
You give him a chance. Give him a chance. Why not?
No, I'm asking.
Because at the end of the day, all jokes aside, I'm a music man. Like, I love music, period. So I don't get caught up in the old... you know, I don't like this music and I don't like the new music. And like a lot of the shit I don't like today, but a lot of the shit back in the days I didn't like either. So, you know what I mean? So I'm just a music man, but,
that's deep.
You know, I will lean more towards, you know, my vibe of music, but I always love a challenge. So if anybody came to me for a beat, I'd be like, okay.
But what if they did something on the beat you didn't like?
That's
what would you
point.
Do at that point?
The check gotta be a little
the bit. The check would make the difference.
Yeah, the check would make the
difference. I ain't mad at that.
Nah, but all jokes aside, if they did something that you didn't like over it, what do you tell an artist?
Like, would you try to produce them like the way it used to be?
You could try to guide them.
You could try to guide them and be like,
yo, you know, maybe you should do it like this.
And guide.
And long as you're not doing it in a way that is, you don't want to like disrespect an artist when he's doing his craft. Like, just be mindful that he's probably trying his hardest. So you do want to guide him onto, you know, what he's doing with.
Right, but it's your art as well because it's your beat.
Yep.
So I feel like you have every you know sense to tell him what to do on your beat as well. Like, you should have input.
Yeah, but he's still paying for it. You know what I'm saying?
I get you.
You can't just be like, nah, nigga, don't do this.
You did the best you could do to the beat to make it hot. So sometimes you gotta give it up and be like, all right. At some point, you know what I mean? Of course, like you said, you could guide him and be like, stay on this. So I understand what he's saying.
We've all been asking ourselves the same questions. how can a case this famous be unsolved? From a director of The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, Unsolved, The Murders of Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G., a limited series event, airs February 27th at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, only on the USA Network. Again, check it out February 27th at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, only on USA Network. Hopefully we get some new facts on this.
Now, Rapper Noy, you was on Tommy Boy. Mm-hmm. What was that experience being on Tommy Boy?
It was quick for me, man. I got the deal and got locked up right behind it. I got the deal, and then actually my second half, you know, you get the first half, then second half, we finish the album. They actually gave it to me just to get me out. That paid for the lawyers and all that stuff. I was fucked up.
Shout out to Tommy.
So you couldn't even have You couldn't even do the promo tour.
I didn't even finish the whole album. That's why it actually came out as an EP.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's right. It did go on.
It came out as an EP, the first album.
All right. Yeah. Now, L.E.S., why you don't think Nature album, went to the forefront of music? Because at the end of the day, that was Nas' protege, right? Correct? And he had the bars. I remember just off of Clue freestyles. Nature was all over the world. Why you don't think Nate went the way he should have went?
It was a little tough. Because I think Nature was dealing with the Firm battle, and was he in or was he out? So the tools that could have probably got him closer to the well, he probably didn't get that chance to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Dealing with the streets and dealing with Queensbridge and the day-to-day that was outside of the music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, Trackmasters tried. Mm-hmm. They tried without Nas's help, just on some, what's the name? But I think it was a little...
And what's your relationship? What's your relationship with Trackmasters now?
Shit, everything good. My phone ain't ring, but we good.
They starting a new Steve Stout starting a new.
I love them, man. They you can never be mad at somebody that brought you to a well, and you feed your family off of something.
It's real shit. Yeah. Real shit like that. Y'all all from Queensbridge. That's the obvious thing. But I'm not used to seeing L.E.S. with Mobb Deep. So what's going on, y'all?
We all
DJs. What are you doing? Y'all flying together? Like, come on.
Except on this show.
Yeah. What's the connection? Announce it to the people. Tell it to the people. Come on.
First of all, number one, P passed away and stuff like
God
that.
Bless.
So they holding me down. Like, you know what
that's
I mean?
A beautiful thing.
This is a time where I just need
group.
People
yeah.
that I know around
group.
Me to hold me down. And then in the process of that, you know, obviously, you know, L.E.S., he's a producer, I'm a producer.
Right.
Look
so
at me.
We trying to, you know, team up and do stuff. Right. And then we got Noid here, and, you know.
Yeah.
So we just want to just all stick together. You know what
right.
I mean? You know, in a time like this.
Mm.
You know what
I
mean?
Sound like how we talk back in the days.
Right.
Yeah, stick together, son.
But it's real, though.
I
hate
to say
you
that,
saying?
Actually.
You know,
like,
you know what I mean? Because you know, if it wasn't for these two right here, I don't know what I would be doing right now.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? On a daily basis. Like, I'd probably just be by myself. Because who could I bring on... You know, on the road with me.
Right.
It's these two. They both from my block. So,
right.
you know,
Queensbridge.
I seen it on stage, at the Rocksteady anniversary.
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, the Prodigy tribute, like, how they gonna do this, you know?
Right.
Right.
And then Hav didn't even come out first. Noid came out first.
Right.
And started his shit, and I was like, okay. This is gonna be a goal right now. Like, I just felt it right away. You felt the energy and the family and the togetherness. But like I said, it was a Prodigy tribute, so nobody knew how it was gonna be presented.
Right.
But when Noid came out off the top, what was the first song you performed?
It probably was Give Up the Goods.
Yeah, that was it. Hey, yo, Queens, get the money. So it was all right.
Ba-dum.
We're good. Yeah, that's how it started the show.
And Noid is a monster on that stage.
That's your favorite. Is that your favorite place or the studio? What you like more, Noid?
The stage.
Stage?
I love performing. I literally, I realized, my name, Tawan Perry. But on stage, I'm rapping on it. Off top. It's a separation off top. Easy. Yeah. And it comes easy to do that.
And it's more big music, you're man. You're huge in Europe. You know how big you are in Europe?
I get so much love out there. Like, so when I'm home, it's like, yo, somebody looking at me like, is that them? You know what I mean? Recognize some people, you know what I mean? But over there, it's like, yo, can I get a picture of this? I'm like, hell, like, you know what I mean? I'm just over here on the block, you know what I mean?
You actually living in Florida, right? Somebody told me.
I'm in Tampa.
I'm in Tampa right now, man.
Okay. Word up.
Yeah. So, we right down the block, man. Word. Right here, word. Man. Come spread some Miami love.
Definitely.
This is where niggas retire.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's not a lie. We've been trying to get him on solo, too.
Yes. This is beautiful because you know why? And God bless me for being a little emotional. I can feel Prodigy watching us right now. Like, I can feel him. Like, I literally can feel that. Like, I can feel him saying, oh, look at these niggas. They holding me down.
Yo, downstairs, because, I said to you, I said, congrats, son. I mean that from my heart. Like, this shit is big, son. This shit is ill.
Like,
this is ill, son. Like, you killed it, son.
Like, when y'all came out, I was running behind y'all.
And P would love that, too. You know what I mean? Because, you know, before he passed, like you said, he was right there.
That was the craziest thing.
And I remember you was shooting the food show.
And look at that, pardon me for cutting your wisdom. But I said to him, I said it to you too. I said, I'm getting you drunk tonight. Both of y'all niggas drunk tonight. No excuse. And you said, I'm coming back, right? And you know what he said? God bless. He said, I ain't feeling that good tonight. But I've been hearing him say that for 15 years on the road.
So it wasn't
I felt like it was always, that was his way of like, yo, chill, let me relax.
And I didn't think of nothing.
So when I heard you say that same story, I was like, holy shit. Because he said to you he didn't feel good that night or something like that.
Yeah, but it was.
Yeah, but like I said, I heard that so many times. Like, you know, so, you know, God bless. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to make sure Mobb Deep, we're going to make sure Rapanoi, LES, Tony Touch, we're going to make sure that hip hop continues to respect that name, Prodigy, Mobb Deep, and we're going to continue to respect that legacy because it hurts me in hip hop where a person can't make it to a certain place and big up the next man. I say, I respect you for what you did, what you're doing, and how, like, that's why I guess this shit is working is because we don't mind bigging up our legends. We don't mind saying,
that's what we want to do.
That's what we want to do because what the fuck? What are we going to expect fucking country music to big you up? Garth Brooks ain't fucking with y'all. I'm fucking with y'all. I love y'all. I know your verses and we're going to always big that up. You know what I'm saying?
Right, this is what P was talking about.
Right.
Everybody owning their own. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you really go back and listen to P music, it's deeper than rap. We all know that.
Yeah. Like, I gotta ask this one question. I'm sorry to cut you off. So sorry, because these fans gonna kill me for this. But one question is that I hear keeps arriving, and I just wanna ask it. I don't believe it, but I just wanna ask it. Is every time I go on the internet and anything's posted about Prodigy, they say that Prodigy was writing an Illuminati book. So people feel like
there was a conspiracy.
That is a conspiracy.
That he died on a conspiracy?
And I just have to ask that because that question just keeps popping up.
Yeah, it hurts to hear that though, man.
Well, I don't know of any Illuminati thing when it came to Prodigy, but I knew that he was enlightened and he did talk about a lot of stuff.
Because they say he was writing an actual book. I've heard it from people like Busta Rhymes that confirmed that story. He said Prodigy was.
I heard interviews where he talked about the stuff.
Writing a book. And so now, so people take that, like, you know, like just regular fans on the internet, and they try to say that this was some conspiracy. Because they say like the age shit doesn't make sense.
I say that to myself too.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's all speculation, right? It's all speculation. I mean, you know, I don't want to even really kind of
feed that fire. Right. You know what I'm saying? I want to kind of keep his legacy alive on another level.
Exactly.
But, you know, we do hear the things where they be like, oh, Illuminati and this, that, and the third. Matter of fact, I was just watching Van Jones today.
Oh, with Jay-Z?
Yeah, with Jay-Z. And he was with Jay-Z. Yeah. Uh-huh. And at the end, what did he ask Jay-Z?
Oh, I didn't see it. What happened?
No, I didn't watch it.
What did he ask?
And he was like, are you Illuminati?
Oh, he asked him that?
Get the fuck out of here.
I had the water on. I couldn't hear him. I know he said no. But anyway, that's the same thing that, you know, kind of like we go through, you know, with the whole Illuminati. I don't,
you know. Like, if you have success, then just say
success.
How about this? Just think about if that was kind of true, right?
Right.
Would I want to sit here and say fuck it?
Exactly.
He ain't coming in my room. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if that shit is true or not, but I know that my brother was enlightened.
Right.
And he spoke a lot of truth. Right. And, you know, I just want to remember The legacy.
Trash, because, you know, he's Trash, my brother, too. And, like, you know, he got me scared to sleep at night. The shit that Trash be talking about, I'll be like, yo, I don't even want to talk to Trash sometimes. Like, he be like, you know what's going on. You know, the street lights, they rigged with such Trash. Yo, come on. Stop. I want to sleep later.
You know what I started to figure out that it's a little crazy?
What?
Because I managed Mayday.
Yeah.
And they did the video with Lil Wayne. They did a joint with Lil Wayne. They did two videos with Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
And then fans honed in on this video and they started to say, homie got a t-shirt that got this sign, and then when he played the guitar,
diamond t-shirt.
Yeah, he did this, and then he did, and then Illuminati.
I could turn you into Illuminati right now with that shirt, probably. Right. With
the red shirt. Yeah, it's not. It's not white letters. I'm Illuminati, fuck it.
Let you die tomorrow. Remember those red letters?
But I'm saying that's what made me realize that when they started telling Mayday, they're like, yo, they looked at the Lil Wayne video and they're like, Illuminati. I'm like, oh, man.
And then here's Lil Wayne making a record with these guys.
And then she was random. We did that video mad random.
Mm-hmm.
And these motherfuckers turned it into Illuminati conspiracy. I'm like, oh, now I can't believe anything that I used to think about, too.
Mm.
If you count the Sir Rock bottles on the table right now.
It looks like Illuminati.
Yeah, it's a number. Yeah.
I'll tell you how many mics is it.
Yo, my nigga, a small word.
No, swear
to God. Look, in an R.E. album, like this. Right? I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Right? And then Melvin Flint album, like this.
There you go. This is just Illuminati.
I have no, these niggas say, this nigga been Illuminati forever. I'm like, Jesus, I wish I was, because I don't need the card. Like, I don't get it in certain places. They had a Rock Nation brunch. I didn't get an invite. I don't know if they knew I was in Miami. I'm just saying, I don't watch
you need that
Instagram.
Pass, right? When that they police pull you over, you need that pass.
Come on, nigga. I want my little.
Ain't no conspiracy in that. That's just fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I tell some of my homies, I tell them, there's no conspiracy. The conspiracy is the conspiracy.
Mm.
So conspiracy, the word conspiracy is the conspiracy.
Yeah, because it's deflecting the truth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You making up another truth, and then you're not seeing what's really going on.
Because by calling it a conspiracy, you're taking away the credence from it, and then they start making you look crazy. And
you ain't pour that much in your cup like that.
You smoking a little bit in school?
Nah, get ahead. You smoke it up, baby.
So please smoke with him.
Sorry, I stopped smoking last week.
Contact over here.
Yeah, I'm like, one too.
I'm mad high already right now.
Yo, shout out to Lux Now. We in Lux Now right now.
Oh, definitely.
Shout out to Lux Now.
Lux Now.
You know what?
But you want me to do? Cheers you with a blunt?
It's right.
No, that's different.
Oh, this one? Different. You want to take his lighter?
It's different.
I'll give you his lighter. You don't have to give it back.
Oh, man. I mean, enjoy it. So, Queensbridge, who is the next star to come from Queensbridge right now?
The next star to come through Queensbridge?
Come
now?
It's going to be somebody that don't need our help.
Mm-hmm. He's going to shit on everybody. He's going to be like...
Well, nah, he don't have to shit on everybody.
That's all the young niggas. That's what all the young niggas shit on. You know what I'm saying?
That's where it goes. That's where it falls at.
That's what they
like. I don't think that has to happen, though.
No, I'm just saying, that's the younger people's mentality, though. Like, I listen, the other day, I kid you not. these guys was on Facebook, and they're like, yo, who's the illest rapper from Left Right, right? I mean, come on. We gotta relax on this conversation. Like, right? I don't even mean to brag, right? But come on. But these guys, the younger generation, I just went and I looked at the conversation because I'm just petty. So I went, I looked at the conversation, and these guys, they actually was picking Final Chapter over me. Alright? But this is a guy, you know, hey.
Right.
Sorry, people. Alright. They pick a Final, they never even had an album. Some people are picking Moose and Maze. Not only did they never even have
an album. Not Left Rack.
These are my artists.
But Mussolini's from Left Rack, not Maze.
Yes, not Maze.
Right.
But this is what I'm trying to tell you. This is how the younger generation is. The younger generation don't want to give a fuck about what came before them. And that's crazy. But at the same token, I remember not giving a fuck about what came before me as well.
Really?
It's not, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's the DJs are different.
It's not
as
the
DJs,
it's
always
not that
give
we
a
didn't
fuck.
Give a fuck about who right. came before us. It's that we didn't want to ask for their help and we did it on our own. Thank you. That's a very, very better explanation.
Oh, some prideful shit?
Yes. Not even prideful, but it's just like, yo, you know what? You know, let me do this.
Represent.
I didn't think I was gonna get help from them anyway. From the older right. people,
Did you not want to pay? Like, you didn't.
I
even
always paid homage, even when I didn't want to. I always paid homage.
Okay, well that's
I
that's
always
paid
homage. You know what I mean? For the people before me. Because it's not like we didn't care about Marley Marl. No, I cared. But, I mean, I cared too, but I wasn't going to go to Marley Marl and be like, yo, give me some help. I'm like, right. I want to show Marley Marl that I could do it.
Right? Mm.
You understand what
right.
I'm saying? So that's
what you're saying.
How I was thinking.
Where was Akinelli from?
He's from Left Rack. Yeah, so, I mean, come on, let's ox my man. Let's not do that.
No, let's do it.
I was seeing young niggas from my hood saying, who's the illest rapper from Love? I didn't really care. But somebody sent me the link, so I watched it.
Oh.
And it was, I was like...
Really?
I was like I was like 40%.
Ooh.
People, they were giving, they gave Soul Sisters it before me. I said, I know I shot his brother. Like, I did what? Something, like, you know, the God. It's from Soul Sisters. You know, K7 is from Left Right.
No, I didn't know that. He's from the Bronx. K7.
Yeah. Google that.
I remember K7. So they placed them higher on the chart than you two?
I was eating.
Come, baby, come.
What was K7? What was the other group K7 was in?
TK.
One of those joints.
Tommy Boy.
That was Tommy Boy, right?
Tommy Boy.
That was Tommy Boy.
Oh man, I'm sorry. I got emotional just now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, they should give me that. Though. Come on. I shouldn't have to argue. Look, that's the barbershop. I got a lot of history with Left Rack.
Yeah, battalion.
Yeah. You was knocking down bitches out there too.
No.
You was knocking them down. Listen, at some point. Listen, I'm gonna be honest, Hav. Listen,
I was in
this is what you should do.
Let me give you basketball.
I know. Let me give you. Like, oh, the illest. I'm gonna give Havoc the illest idea. You should write everything that you knock down, like, but in a different way, right? And you get like a Morris Chestnut type of nigga, right, to play the role. And you snitching on yourself, but you're not really snitching on yourself. Instead of your shit being named Keywall, your shit is Tywall. Instead of Havoc, your shit is Tragic. And you just talk about all your escapades. I'm telling you, you got an ill 50 Shades of Black story. I'm telling you, you're going to win, yo, man. Because I know niggas. Yo, niggas used to be on the hill like, yo, you seen what happened to him? Niggas is like, what? Okay. Damn, he on a different level. He making beats and doing other things. Let's big you up. Let's big Havoc up like that. Trust me, man. I saw it. He's a great guy.
No.
You're a great guy. I'm not, because I don't know if you got a girl now. I'm just so sorry. Cause this is back in the day.
You're too late with that one. You're way too late with that one. Yeah, yeah, you're horrible with that one.
Now you say infamous.
This is infamous.
Way back.
Nah, it's whatever. Cause me and Lori, man. I just be laughing sometimes when this. Cause he be exaggerating for y'all. So
no, not on this one. Like, come on, Elias, you gotta admit that.
Come on, Elliot, you gonna admit it?
He was.
Now you said you can't admit it?
No, I said I can't admit it because I haven't seen it.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Yo, listen, I used to be in a session with Hive. He used to have three in one session.
That is a lie.
He used to have one at 2 o'clock, and then he was sending one away. And another
No, that's definitely a lie.
Platinum sounds, Hive, you know, I'm in the studio and everything. That's definitely a lie. The legal life. Parole violators. Yeah, three different sessions.
No, come on.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I was very proud of you. Like, at one point, I was like,
holy shit.
I was
and then he keeps going.
No, I'm sorry. You want to change the subject? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but you know what? I just, because that's one thing. And Pone, too. I'm gonna be honest. Pone, I always felt like Pone should have made a Ja Rule album. That's really who he is. Like, he's really, like, that nigga, one day he told me he was like, yo, look at my socks. It matches my collar. Now, nigga, I've never thought of that in my life. I've never thought that people really care. Your socks can match your collar. I've never thought of that.
I was like, what does that mean, white?
Yeah, like, he really matched. I'm Puerto Rican. We don't give a fuck about matching, huh? We just put the fuck with me on and we just go out. We put the knife in one sock. You know what I'm saying? I put my money in my other sock. Like, I still got my socks tucked in. Like, I'm like old school Puerto Rican. I play handball. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm an old school Puerto Rican, you know? In my heart, I got a tail. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't. But yeah, so I'm just telling y'all, listen, that's a part of. Listen, you and Pone could write the ill Sex in the City
story. Why are you putting me with somebody else?
I'm sorry, I'm gonna change the subject.
You giving me too much credit.
Man. Nah, y'all kept the dark skinned niggas lit at one point. Y'all niggas was like, you, Pone, Wesley, Jay Farrow. A couple more niggas. Who that Johnson niggas looking good?
How much more time we got left? Hold on.
You looking good. Let's make some noise for Havoc. Now, Noy, what was your favorite session?
No, before Noy go. Anyway, I'm a family man. Shot? I'm a family man.
Yeah, me too.
Nah, I definitely don't want another shot.
Right. Back then you had fun. That was it. Just back then.
No, I didn't even have fun back then.
Oh.
Drink champs. Mm-hmm. Drink champs.
Yeah, goddamn it. Yo, listen. Yo, Noy, so what was your favorite album you ever worked on? What was your favorite?
Probably Murder Music.
Didn't you have a movie to Murder Music?
Yeah, it was Murder Music. That's when it's pop, bang, man.
Right.
The music was coming out so dope, so easy. I didn't even know we was doing it. That's the way it felt. You know, we all had the mini mansion, Long Island, they had the crib, we together, living together. It's like we fucking out the hood, but we in the hood because we motherfuckers living on top of each other. You know what I mean? But
now that, Long Island was important. What was your question?
Didn't P move to Long Island? His favorite album he ever worked on.
And it was Murder Music.
Murder Music.
Let me ask real quick before you get into that.
You seen the movie?
Because I did. No, of course, I did. But I was listening to that extra today. Murder Music, and I wanted to ask you, was that when y'all went like got away from samples?
Murder Music.
Because it felt like that album.
It felt like that, but I was still sampling. I was still sampling at the time.
Okay. I just wanted to, I was thinking about that today when I was listening to it.
Survival of the Fittest was on that album. What was the single on
that?
What was the single on
which one? Which album?
Murder Music.
Murder Music.
Boom. Murder Music was...
you had the Nas joint.
Murder Music. Quiet Storm.
Quiet Storm, the Nas joint.
Quiet Storm. Smiles.
The light. So much catalog, man. I
could
be mixing up
those samples. We was lucky with the album.
It didn't feel like samples though at that point. Because you know that was the era when the samples, people stopped sampling a lot.
So, what's next for LES?
Shoot, really? I mean, if y'all don't know, I've been in Virginia, and I'm in Virginia now.
And you was on the radio as well, right?
103 Jam.
You still?
Right now, I'm not, because I'm, you know, me and Hav is doing a few things, so I stepped away.
Yes.
But I'm, you know, I made my mark in Virginia. I did all the clubs and all the everything, radio station, had a little mix show. Basically, I brought, like, the Clue, the Flex.
Right.
You know, I took a page out of their book and brought that to them and heated up the streets with everything that's going on. And then now, you know what I'm saying, back into the production.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Back deep in the
Full fledged.
I'm talking about hip hop.
So I got to book Server House tomorrow?
Book sessions. Let's go. Laptop tomorrow. We know what it is, I got two on the joint. You know, you already know the El Jabbar's and the Nori Story, son.
Right.
When I play that beat and the drums just hit, it just feels good.
How fast did I write that right now?
Did you write it?
I wrote that shit.
I don't even know if you wrote it.
I don't even think I wrote it. I just freestyled. No, I did. I was trying. I had
a piece of it.
No, I had the story in my mind.
And I just we created the story as we go. Right. Like with the intro.
And then Nas came in. That's why when at that end, do you hear Nas, like, because he came in and the shit was already done.
You know what you reminded me of right now? You produced for Mother Superior, didn't you?
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Which is it's a Miami Superior, MC that, if it would have came out, I think that would have changed the landscape of Miami.
I produced a lot of records in the industry.
And you produced some ill. I think you produced a joint with Karis One on that record, where Karis One saying, where you at, Miami's on the map. That's the hook on that record.
He might have did the hooks, yeah. See, that was, and that's crazy, because I did that on some, you know how somebody call you with that brown paper bag money.
Right. I remember seeing your name on the production credits. And that record, that whole album got shelved by Island.
Yeah,
ooh, Island. And yeah, that album, when it came out, it would have changed the whole landscape of Miami hip hop.
Yep.
God bless him for holding down Miami, God damn it.
I mean, don't bless me for that. I'm just
God bless you.
What's next for Rapping North?
I got two of the illest producers on the side of me, man. Sky's the limit, man.
You far too calm, far too
calm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we working together doing shows, you know what I mean? Right. Plus right now I'm working on a book. My cousin Mumu just came on, you know what I mean? So just try to make it pop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
God bless you, my brother.
Word.
We wish you all the success. What's next for you?
The podcast with Nori.
That's right.
Yay! Let's go. Podcast with Nori.
That's right.
And of course, earlier what I said, documentaries that I'm going to shoot.
No, I'm very interested in that.
The movie after that.
I'm going to show you next week.
Yeah. And the biopic, man, because it's not too soon.
He's not telling you about the solo Havoc album. He played us a record, you know, and he played us a record right now, bro. And you might have to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Whoa.
Damn.
Good God.
I wish I could make one of those.
Charles, I thought we was going to meet at the motherfucking
Prime 112.
We'll be at the studio
at Circle House.
Oh, my God.
You got some shit.
Tonight I'm definitely going to the basement.
Wait, who's in the basement? Tony Tyson.
We're going to see Doka.
Hold on. Okay, so what time is the basement proper? Cause
right now.
I'm an old man. Right now. 1 o'clock. I start falling asleep.
I told you.
We're going straight to the basement. Hey, Tony. Can I get on the set?
Yeah,
I got my laptop.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Tony, what's next for you, Tony?
The basement.
Oh.
Yo, listen. Now, but real talk. Yes. All due respect to the legend Tony Touch, right?
Absolutely.
Come on, man.
He was out here a couple of days ago. Me and EFN tried to get it together to get here to get you. We couldn't quite put it together at that moment. And we want to salute you because we understand that you also, this is your second time coming out here on your own.
don't think that was will ever go it's unrecognized or unappreciated.
Thank you for having me again.
Nah, man. You, listen, you come as many times as you want.
It's your home.
Listen,
it's your home.
Listen, man. Yeah, and
I'll never wear my welcome, but nah, I appreciate not that. It.
Nah. You know why? I wanna make that part clear. Tony and LES and Rapanoi. I want that to be clear. Mm. Is this is a platform that we made for us, by us. Oh. We the new FUBU.
Oh. That's what's up.
Oh. Y'all clap, man. Clap on that. We a new motherfucking FUBU, man. You know what I'm saying? And we gonna always represent, because our platform is for people that have been in here 10 years and more and sit here and we still smiling. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They don't understand the pressures and the things that we go through, the ups and downs, and the backstories of how you have to even maintain that 10 years.
Exactly.
And we ain't going to tell them that part. We're going to tell them the good parts, because that's what they need to hear to be motivated.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we ain't going to stop this platform. I would rather, like I told you, we had the call with the big people at Revolt, and it was wonderful. And then somebody says, yeah, so we're going to interview the new guy.
That's dead.
I'd rather you fire me.
I'll
be the new Joe Buttons. Big up Joe Buttons out there. Big him up. But I'll be the new Joe Buttons out there. If you want me to, you know, interview. And that's no disrespect to the new people. I'm just saying Drink Champs.
We didn't do this for that.
For our food show, yeah. I got new guys. For, you know, other shows I will have new guys. But for this, Drink Champs platform is made for people who deserve. That's right, Tony. Just pause. But pop that side of man. Yeah, this is made for legends. This is made for people who's been here. And, you know, unfortunately, it's only in rap. When you have 10 years or more, people say you old and you can't do it again. And you... Not in fucking rock and roll, not in jazz,
when
you're not in
music,
R&B.
When you're music, you
it's only
it.
Hip hop, and we gotta stop that fucking badass rumor. So I'm a lead the way in saying that we get fine with time like wine.
Mm-hmm.
God damn,
that's
did
it.
That rhyme?
That's it.
We get fine with time like wine.
Let me say something. What's great about everybody here at this table is that they're 20 plus years in the game.
Yep.
And we still going to Russia.
Yep.
And Eastern Europe.
Still
and
going
France.
Around the world.
Passport still getting
summit.
Booked. Look, Noise still doing summit. Shows all over the planet.
I'm not gonna lie.
You put out 20 plus years ago.
I'm not gonna lie.
That's off the
chain.
I don't
want to go to a cold place. I've been avoiding the whole winter so far.
But
I think I gotta go.
But
I avoided the Grammys. I'm like, fuck that shit. I was mad stubborn.
Yeah, you was mad stubborn.
You repeat that? I'm so sorry.
You was mad stubborn.
I'm so sorry.
I was almost ready to go, but I'm like, all right, whatever, buddy.
That was totally me this time. This time I was like, fuck winter.
We out here in this warm weather.
Nah, this is the Grammys right now.
That's
a hood Grammys.
When I see the Rock Nation brunch, I'm like, oh,
we the hood Grammys.
I played myself. But
we the hood Grammys.
I had to be focused. I'm not a Grammy type of guy anyway.
Yeah, you are, buddy.
No, I'm a like after party Grammy guy. I'm not like a Grammy guy. Like, I don't want to go to the Grammys. Like, I got ADD. I can't sit that still. Like, I can sit still because I'm smoking. Yeah, but listen, we're going to end it the right way. Big up Abby. Big up Rapanoi. Big up Tony Tuck. Big up DJ LES.
Yeah.
Producer LES.
Yes.
Drink Champs. This is a place where we represent our legends. We love our legends. We love our people.
Yes,
and you know what? And you know what, Tony Toga?
Yes.
And you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a picture. We're going to have a drop. We're going to big up. Where we at? I forgot where we at again.
We at Lux Now.
Lux Now, who showed us the red carpet, the green carpet, and the pink carpet for the rosé. I'm going to use the bathroom, and we're going to come back, take a drop, and a picture. One love.
One
God
love.
Damn it.
One love.
Not this one.
That way.
What up, Drink Champs Army? EFN here. Just want to remind y'all to pick up merch at drinkchamps.com or 89.com. We really appreciate y'all supporting us, whether you watch us on Revolt or listening to us on Audio Boom, whether it be iTunes or Spotify or however you get the audio, or watching us on YouTube or Revolt.tv. We appreciate the Drink Champs Army, but you could also further support us and make sure you know you're rocking the latest in Drink Champs apparel, and check us at drinkchamps.com. Follow us, drinkchamps.com. You can find the merch there, or 89.com. And also follow us on all our socials. That's at Drink Champs across the board. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I'm at Who's Crazy on Instagram, at DJ EFN on Twitter and Facebook, and Nori's at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter and on Facebook. Check us.